This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, defending our friend, Darla Shine. Yeah, we got to do it. The media's ganging up on her because her husband's now in the Trump White House, director of communications, something like that, Super Don. Is it officially director of communications? I can't remember the title, but Bill Shine used to be with Fox News. I never met Bill, but, you know, we've interacted with Darla over the years, and we're going to get to that. But I consider her a wonderful, sweet lady, very intelligent, very concerned about, you know, issues of parenting and children. And, you know, she's been attacked. I feel like we need to talk about it this hour.
Of course we do. We love Darla. Yeah. Darla's a great person. You've had a chance to you know, either to know her, meet her, listen to her when she had her radio show. She's a very down-to-earth and just all-around fun to talk to.
She's a funny and irreverent, and like I said, I like her spirit. It's just a shame that CNN has thought fit to listen to her old radio shows and smear her. Because her husband is now working with the Trump White House. And the funny thing is about the smear tactics, I'm sure at least part of it was due to me being on her show, based on what they're saying.
It's all your fault, man.
I know. I feel like, you know, I got Carol Alt canceled on Fox News. I don't think that's for real, but I did a vaccination.
The kiss of death, Scott Bell, right?
You know, I recorded a vaccine segment for Carol for the show. It never aired, and shortly thereafter we learned they just put her show on hiatus. And I'm like, you know, Carol, the vaccine issue is a step too far, but you know, Carol Alt is a wonderful, wonderful lady as well, and she believes in truth, justice, and the American way, and she's like, you know, it's right, we got to talk about this stuff, and I give her all the credit in the world for accomplishing amazing things there for the year she was on Fox with her show, A Healthy You. But also, Darla, she had a show on Talk Radio Network, The Ex-Wife, as some people have called it. You know, that's the former network we were on for many years. Mm-hmm. And that's where Super Don and I first got radio married.
That's right.
It's not a gay marriage. It's a radio marriage. Right? So don't be up in arms if you don't like that. But the reality is there's a lot of history there. And Darla did a weekend show. In fact, just to prove we're not making this up, because like, oh, y'all are just dropping names because Darla's husband Bill is now in the White House. And you want to... No, we've known her for years, and you know we've interacted via Twitter and other things. Anyway, let's just leave that aside and say let's give a listen, because this is apparently Super Don. You dug out of the archives and found an introduction of me being on her show. So I mean, if anybody doubts it, right?
We're going to get in the time machine. We're going to go back to May 2nd of 2009.
Wow! All right, give a listen. The Darla Shine Show. Was it called the Darla Shine Show?
Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
That's right. Happy Housewives Club. Here we go.
I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. I have invited Robert Scott Bell on. He is the National Health Freedom Guru of America with his radio show also on Sundays here on Talk Radio Network. And Robert, we share a producer, Don, and he says that you think I'm exaggerating and getting a little bit too uptight over the swine flu.
Darla, I don't know about the exaggeration, but let me be your nerve tonic for the day, if you don't mind.
So there was. She had me on to talk about the
National Health Freedom Guru of America. I love that.
Why didn't that moniker stick? I didn't recall right? that one. That was great. But Darla was really not afraid to take that on, because she wasn't coming out against flu shots at that time, although she had her own opinion on it. But she was, I give her all the props in the world as a mom wanting to get to the bottom of these issues. So anybody that would have me on has a lot of courage on the show. Especially as she was the Happy Housewives Club on a weekend on Talk Radio Network. Now, she did mention we shared a producer, Don. At that time, she didn't call you Super yet, but you were and you are. And this next clip, as they're attacking her, I think she's a loving lady. I think she's just a genuinely a sweet, kind-hearted person. What do you think?
John and I were having some fun in the middle of the break, and I was saying, I was laughing because he went out with that last song before about falling in love in Mexico with Frank Sinatra. I want to make it clear. I love everyone. I am the most welcoming person you could come up with. And let me tell you, and let me remind you all, that America just voted in a multiracial president. This is not a country of races. We are welcoming people. America has had its arms open to the world for, 200 and something years? We have been around the globe defending other countries, helping fight their wars, sending our boys to other places to help protect people. Our people have died to help protect other people's freedoms.
Yeah, I mean, she's very patriotic and put perspective out there, and she's a loving person. She was not prejudiced and racist. Of course, I don't know if they're dragging her through the racist mud like they try to drag everybody nowadays.
They are. In fact, they have accused her of being racist. They've accused her of being sexist. They've accused her of criticizing women who are being sexually harassed. They are accusing her of being a conspiracy theorist. She's anti-vaccine. She's spreading rumors that aren't true. I mean, they've just run her through the ring, and they're doing this based on some clips that they pulled from, just a ton of radio shows. There's this guy over at CNN, Andrew Kaczynski, and he's got this thing called the K-File. And this Kaczynski guy, he's basically like an investigator, right? Mm-hmm. Where he will comb through and try to find things that politicians have said that are hypocritical, yada yada, whatever. But the thing is, when you look through everything that he's got there, and I may be wrong, I mean, I didn't go through every single piece that he's done, but the vast majority that you find is all bashing Trump and Republicans. So, which should not be a shock. It's not like CNN's going to do anything else. But
he's a Peter Strzok in a CNN vein, right? And, attacking Darla Shine because of things she did on her talk radio show. Listen, talk radio is, an entertainment format, and it's engaging, it's enraging, it's in your face, and, Darla wasn't afraid to...
It's controversial.
Yeah,
if it's not controversial, you're not doing your job in talk radio. I mean, it's just,
So let's see what they had upset about, because she talked about mandates, vaccine mandates, how they're unconstitutional. Let's go listen to what upset the CNN reporter about this.
And that's what it all comes down to in this show. What's best for you and your family? And this is why we're not going to be told what we have to do with our children. We're not going to be forced to vaccinate our children. We're not going to be forced to give our children what we don't want to give them. It's unconstitutional. We have the power over our families. And if we allow that loss, if we lose that power, I ask you this, what is next, folks?
How dare her say
controversial,
that it's unconstitutional to mandate medical interventions, right?
My goodness.
Right? She's like on forced vaccination. She's against it. She wants the parents to make... I mean, this is what upsets a CNN leftist. And of
Isn't
course,
that outrageous?
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to find something that was really outrageous that she said. Ooh, here's one. She went after sunscreen.
No.
From getting bug bites and ticks, put it on your dog's hair. You can find natural ways to avoid you know, half of these diseases and half of these problems, and you don't have to worry about all the chemicals. I really do not believe in this whole sunscreen hoax. It just seems ridiculous to me to take your little infant, the number one organ in your body is your skin, but yet we take these chemicals and slather it all over our little baby's bodies to be soaked in day after day, sweating into their body. I just can't think that this is good. So let's just use common sense. Guess what? Keep your baby out of the sun.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do. I don't think it's that difficult.
Right, if you're worried about sun.
Oh, outrageous. I can't believe that she called sunscreen a hoax.
But, you know, this is where you get, she's a conspiracy theorist, right? But remember the UV advantage, Dr. Michael Hollick, one of the most controversial dermatologists we had on the show many, many years ago. Maybe it was pre-Superdyne. It was so long ago. But he was one of the first doctors that said, you know what, the sun is not causing cancer. You need the sun. Stop the sunscreen. So Darla Shine's saying this, and whoever this dunderheaded CNN reporter is, can't even be bothered to do homework to say, hey, you know what, there's a lot of dispute about sunscreen, that it is indeed toxic and causing problems. Are there any other highlights that you want to think we need to push back on here?
Sorry, I'm battling military jets right at the moment.
You got jets flying overhead. Yes.
I got jets flying over. Look, there's a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know, you know, what you want to go through here.
We might do break.
And we could do some on the break for the people on YouTube. But I want to make, you know, here's the part that bothers me about this. You know, I worked with Darla for the better part of 2 years. She's not racist. She's not sexist. She is very traditional. She is a champion for the stay-at-home moms. Okay? She believes that, you know, stay home, take care of your family, treat your kids well, feed them right, be healthy, you know, have a good marriage, you know, have a good relationship with your husband, you know, support your husband, you know, which to the progressive feminist,
it's
very offensive. Oh, yeah. You know, she's very, very traditional. And here's the thing. This Kaczynski or whatever his name is, Andrew Kaczynski, you know, it talks about how he poured through hours of her program, her radio program, to find these few things that he could twist around that possibly could be interpreted by somebody who might take him out of context as being offensive. But you know what? To get to those clips, he had to stumble and fall all over hours of content where she was supporting women, supporting good relationships, supporting the health of your family, and stuff like that. None of that gets mentioned. Only these few things out of 2 years of radio shows, he finds a few things that really are just a big nothing burger anyway.
Yeah, and that's the thing about accusations of Trump, what the leftists think of him. They don't know him in reality, like some of my friends do. And we've talked about that as well. Folks, stop listening to CNN. We'll be back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Belcher. Was it last month that I was in Michigan? How long ago was that I was in Michigan? It doesn't seem like long ago, but at the same time, it does. We were there. The My Compassion hosted the treating cancer with cannabis, and there was a lot of controversy about it up in Michigan because they supposedly banned CBD even. Now we're learning that there are new things that the medical marijuana cards are covering in Michigan, including autism. Autism now covered by the medical MMJ card, so to speak. Now, my perspective here, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, is that I want the government out of that plant altogether. You know, if your doctor prescribes cannabis, that should be up to him or her, or, you know, if you don't seek doctor's help, that you should be able to grow it for your own purposes. And yet, I recognize that it's an incremental state. The consciousness of Americans not ready for full-on liberty, apparently. And in Michigan, they want you to have to have permission from licensed medical doctors of the pharmaceutical state. But now autism is covered. 10 other conditions now qualify patients for medical marijuana. Now, this is significant because it greatly expands what it was from before. The ailments added to the existing list. The existing list included PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, hepatitis C, ALS, Crohn's, Alzheimer's, nail patella, as well as chronic or debilitating disease or medical conditions that produce wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, and severe muscle spasms, including for multiple sclerosis. You know, at the same time, the federal government still says it's a Schedule I drug and has no benefit, only detriment, and shall not be allowed. Again, because of the treaty. In violation of the Constitution, not made in pursuance with the Constitution. They're also examining whether cannabidiol CBD
is effective at treating severe forms of autism. They did deny anxiety, asthma, brain injury, depression, diabetes, gastric ulcer, non-severe, non-chronic pain, organ transplant, panic attack, schizophrenia, and social anxiety disorder. I got a problem with that. I got a problem with the government either sanctioning or denying. It's not their role. I don't believe it's their role. It's your choice or the choice of working with a healthcare provider that has determined this is something to try. The state does not know better. The state does not know better. Now, the new conditions include arthritis, as we mentioned, autism, chronic pain, colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, OCD, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, spinal cord injury, Tourette's, and ulcerative colitis. This is a good thing because all of these things, they have validity, some in the peer-reviewed literature, a lot in the anecdotes we're hearing from doctors and others that are utilizing cannabis in those conditions. And they're not harming anyone. Or else that would have been front page news. It would be front page news because this threatens a whole lot of billions of dollars of synthetic pharmaceutical FDA-approved drug sales. So they're coming to this kicking and screaming. But the states are moving forward on this well before the feds. And that's as it should be. The feds shouldn't have anything to do with it. And even the states, I guess you got to determine what state you want to live in, what state perhaps you want to live under, unfortunately. Even though the people should be superior to the states as well. But that's a spiritual crisis we have in America where we've lost our way, we've lost who we are, who I am, what is my relationship to government. Everybody needs to figure that out. Because if you're subservient to government, that means the government is your king, queen, emperor, as opposed to your servant. That's a little too much to ask, Super Don. Maybe we need some cannabis or something to help people chill out and see what I'm seeing here.
They didn't add that to the list in Michigan, I'm sorry.
They didn't add that one to the list?
No. But you know what? You can come to Oregon. Then it doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah, Oregon is what it's all. Now, did you ever figure out that you can grow plants in Oregon too or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. People can grow. I think, man, I don't know. I am not doing it myself, but I think it's up to 4 plants per person.
Dagnabbit, Super Don. You know what? Yeah. You have the opportunity to grow it, and you're not growing it.
I don't know what I'd do with it. Yeah, that's the thing.
No.
I'm too busy to do that stuff.
You would eat it or juice it?
Yeah,
or make
it. You want me to grow one?
I do. I totally
All right.
do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll do it for
I want you.
You
to be a living yes. example All to right. the power to grow a cannabis plant that God created and show it off and eat it on
Super
the air.
Super Don growing pot.
I'm not telling you to smoke it. I want you to just eat it in a salad or juice it with your organic greens from Organics.
Okay. All right.
By the way, folks, modulate your immune system with Beta 1 3D Glucan for my friends at Better Way Health. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio. Get your best deals and say hi to our friends at CV Sciences. I'm going to be with them and Natural Immunogenics this weekend coming up. Or next weekend. Yeah, in Columbus, Ohio.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from a hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the 3 wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, 2 of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Our friend Lori C. watching on the YouTube channel there, RSL Media Channel, says we were talking before the break, I think, about you growing a cannabis plant in Oregon, because you can.
Yeah.
She says, Super Don, grow it and smoke a big one right before the show.
You don't want me to do that.
No, I promise you, that's not what I wanted. No, but Lori C. thinks the entertainment value goes up
or,
if you're hot.
Or maybe we could do, you know how like every once in a while, if you listen to the like the morning radio shows, and it I think they would do this like right before like New Year's. that they would like drink on the air just to show people what would happen and how your ability to be able to speak and function changes after a certain number of drinks. And they would do it on the air as like a stunt, right? You know, and after they would get into like, you know, four or five different drinks, it would just turn into a big giggle fest in the studio, and they wouldn't be able to form words right and stuff like that. So maybe we could do that on the air. I mean, I could get stoned on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So just for informational purposes.
Right. I am not encouraging this, by the way. That's not what I want.
Okay.
No. I want you to go and then juice it or eat it raw.
Right.
That's what I'm at. But Lori, apparently, why don't you, what do they call it, a spliff? Why don't you do that, Lori, before the show and listen to the show and tell us how good it sounds?
Oh, it'd probably be way better.
The show would be way better if you did that. I don't know.
Way funnier, too.
Yeah, I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying, freedom. The freedom to choose, folks. It's yours.
Okay.
Now,
All right,
let's talk about something serious here about the government. A lot of times conservatives have been pro-death penalty. Now, libertarians, I would say, true libertarians should not be for the death penalty, not because they don't believe in the concept of an eye for an eye or karma, but for the government to deliver it. It's somewhat suspect and concerning, because how often does the government get something wrong? A lot more than you'd like to think. So if one innocent person is murdered, because that's what it would be at that point, wrongly convicted, given a death sentence, and then you find out, my gosh, they were not guilty of that crime. That, to me, would be a bigger crime. So, yes, you got to house some prisoners. Or you would allow, I guess in the Old West, that justice, an eye for an eye, was a little bit more direct. They didn't necessarily wait for the people who were outlaws to be, you know, brought to trial. And I'm not advocating that, but again, there was a time, you know, when there was little to no government out West where you had to take the law in your own hands because you were the lawman. You know, and if somebody violated your right to life, liberty, or property, you had the obligation to defend your life, liberty, and property. And even included deadly force. And there's been a lot of controversy about that in contemporary times. You know, stand your ground laws, things like that. Oh, no, you should just lay down and take it until they're done and let them run away. No. Self-defense doesn't include just sitting back and taking it. You've got to defend yourself and defend your family. But this issue does come back to the execution, the power of the state to execute. And it also relates to a big topic here, drugs. FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So people are asking, well, why are you covering the death penalty? Because of this topic relating to the drug culture that we live in. Nevada was trying to execute its first inmate in 12 years. And they were using an untested combination of drugs, apparently. And it was, called off. The convicted killer, twice convicted killer, he wants to die. He's not even appealing. He's like, yes, please, take my life. I'm done, right? But something intervened. A drug company, apparently, Super Don. A drug company intervened. Am I making this up? Did a drug company really intervene to save this guy's life?
Yes, there's a drug company that basically went to court and stopped the execution because they do not want their drug to be associated with killing someone. Now, when I saw this, I was just like, oh, man, are you kidding me? This is great. There was a sedative. Normally, they would use something called diazepam, which is otherwise known as Valium.
Yeah,
but they didn't have that.
Knock out your breathing, you just die, you just don't breathe. You're done.
So they wanted to substitute this other sedative, this midazolam or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this pharmaceutical company, Alvogen, said, no, this is going to make our drug look bad because we don't want people to associate our drug with killing people. So I saw this and I was like, man, I know there's got to be some irony in here somewhere if I dig deep enough. So I looked to see what drugs are associated with the pharmaceutical company Alvogen. Now, they've got a list of 37, more than 37 drugs, and I didn't really feel like going through all of them and looking all up all this stuff, but I went down the kind of the short list here, and on the list, alphabetically, drug number 2, 3, and 4 caught my attention. First one, it's a combination drug of acetaminophen and something called butalbital, which butalbital is a barbiturate. So they create a combination drug of acetaminophen and a barbiturate. Then they also have a drug that is acetaminophen, this barbiturate, plus caffeine. You know, just in case you want to be kind of, you know, perky and wake up a little bit. And then they've got another one, which is acetaminophen and oxycodone.
Oh, good Lord.
So I'm going, wait a minute. So you don't want your sedative drug to be used to execute somebody because you don't want people to think of your drug as something that kills people. Yet, three out of the list of 40-some-odd drugs that you guys push out there contains acetaminophen plus either a barbiturate or an opioid, which statistically kills, it's just acetaminophen by itself, according to what I saw, over 500 people a year.
Yeah.
And is the number one reason for people needing liver transplants in the country. So, you know, it's like, how ironic is it that they don't want their drug to be known as something that killed one person, yet the drug they're pushing out there kills over 500 people a year?
Yeah, hundreds if not thousands. And if
right?
we step into that bigger picture, we recognize that the pharma drugs all told all together kill at least 300,000. Yeah, you know what? It's arguable, but it could be upwards of 784,000, three quarters of a million a year. But if at the lowest end, it's 106,000. We know that's way low. And so, yeah, it is one of those sad, funny ironies. A drug company blocked the execution of a twice-convicted killer, apparently, that wanted to die because they don't want their drug used to kill somebody that's already killing innocent people who take their drug because their doctors prescribe it to destroy their liver or barbiturates that can stop you from breathing, too.
Not only, and here's the exact statistic, not only is it responsible for 500 deaths per year in the United States, it is, as I said, the toxicity is the second most common cause of liver transplantation worldwide, and it's responsible for 56,000 emergency department visits and 2,600 hospitalizations. I'm thinking this drug has got the worst reputation it could possibly have at this point. Why not use it for something where somebody actually wants to die, right? This guy wants to die. The 500 a year that this thing is killing, I'm guessing they didn't want to.
You know, the drug industry needs to come out and align itself with the leftists altogether at this point. Because, you know, to say that they're for life when they're the leading cause of death, you know, again, the statistic is that they're the third leading cause of death, but I believe that their drugs and drug products are responsible for the first and second leading cause of death as well, heart disease and strokes. I'm sorry, heart disease and cancer. Strokes included in heart disease. So if they would just be honest about what they do, they're bringers of death for the most part. And this is not to say that they're, you know, I have to say this for new listeners, that there's never a place or a role for a drug. We've acknowledged that. They can be life-saving in certain extenuating circumstances, but they're short-term. You get on them, you get off them as fast as you can. Even acetaminophen, which is known to do things that maybe help somebody temporarily, the longer you're on that drug, or even one time too many, you can end up needing a liver transplant. And then they put you on drugs that destroy your immune system because they're afraid your immune system will attack the transplanted liver. Now, if you were going to use the liver of the, for instance, convict as a donated organ for somebody, when you're giving them an acetaminophen combo drug, you're probably going to destroy its ability to be transplanted because of the damage it will do to the liver. So if you thought that ending one life could save another, in that case it wouldn't. So maybe the drug company had a good thing to do, but for a different reason, to perhaps make viable. I don't know that they do organ donations from people on death row. I don't know that for a fact. Maybe somebody else does.
That's a good question. But it is pretty crazy, you know. And as I'm looking down the list here, again, I mean, I only named three drugs. But apparently, they're big on this company. They're big on the generic and the over-the-counter stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, if you look at all these, you know, clindamycin, that's not a good drug.
That's a pretty potent antibiotic.
That is one. Yeah. That is, and they also, I think, there's like some quinolones in here too, and you know. So anyway, in any case, yeah. I think it's very almost hypocritical in a way. Now they wouldn't look at it and go, "Oh well, no, we're not killing people because you know more people are helped by our drug than are killed by our drug."
Well,
but I have to go to the example that we've used a lot, which is the kratom, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you've got tons of people that are being helped by that. Not people that are not dying from kratom. Even the ones that they say that people die from kratom are BS when you look at the details of the story. Yet they're going after that. But why?
So, yeah. Super dumb.
It's not FDA approved.
Not FDA approved, yeah. But so let's think about this. If their argument is that more people are being helped than are being killed, can you imagine, you kind of brought that up with kratom, but let's just say that you had a similar rate of death due to dietary supplements, any category. And their defense was, but more people are being helped than are being hurt by using our supplement. The fact is, nobody's really being killed by supplements unless they genuinely abuse it or if somebody has really corrupted it and poisoned it. But for the most part, it's very, very safe. And so if the drug industry, their defense is that we help more people than we kill, what other industry could get away with that as a defense? We help more people than we kill. What if selenium did that?
500 deaths a year.
We would be banning selenium. And by the way, folks, if you want your liver to work well, get on some innate response selenium every day. 200 micrograms bare minimum. You get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He has it for you. Nathan carries it over there in Kentucky. I think we'll see him later in the year as well, maybe broadcast from his store. But we've got a lot more healing to go. By the way, homeopathic liver drainage remedies, coffee enemas, not for Super Don, but if he grows some cannabis plants, he can juice it. No, just drink it. Drink it. You don't have to do the other thing with it. Anyway, folks, we got one more segment to go. What did the terrorist organization do now?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Do you ever hear music like, you know, we got some bumper music right now from the Cars, and you get back, you try to imagine yourself back when you first heard the tunes in our, mm-hmm. in our younger years. The Cars do that to me, the band. Yeah, when I hear the Cars, I can get transported back into a time, and I think about, you know, looking on life, like as a teenager, hearing this music, going, what's going to happen? You know, what's the life going to be like? And I don't know why, what it is about the Cars music that brings me into that space or place, but it just occurred to me.
They were a cool yeah. band, very popular, and did very well, because that was right there in the thick of the MTV era, mm-hmm. when music videos were making everybody a superstar, right?
Yeah.
And the Cars were got the right
Rick
that way.
Ocasek, that's right.
That's right. He was he had a girlfriend who was like
Paulina Poroskova.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
Can't forget that. Immune system gut lecture coming up July 20th, Whitaker's Farm Market. I hope to see y'all in Belleville, Ohio. And let's hide the glyphosate. I'm coming to town. All right. Maho is that weekend, July 21, 22. I've got a lecture for our health food store owners, workers, listeners, all of that. And then we'll be broadcasting live on the 22nd with our friends from CV Sciences and Natural Immunogenic Sovereign Silver. Then we have the Cancer Prevention Convention August 19th in Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan. And the Trinity Conference, new version of the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd, 23rd. Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. Check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hope to see you at one or all of those events. Now, on to a terrorism update. We don't do enough of those, apparently, Super Don.
We don't have a terrorism theme.
No, we don't. But no. We don't even have an environmental earth muffin theme. But what do you get when you combine Al-Shabaab, the terror group, and an earth muffin, an environmentalist? You get a terrorist, Islamist terrorist group that bans single-use plastic bags. That's right.
Now, that is not a joke. That kind of sounds like you just told everybody a joke,
yeah.
A very bad terrorist joke. But it's no, this is true, yeah. And this is coming out of Sky News, and it's a real thing. I vetted this thing because, honestly, when I read this first, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was an Onion article.
Right, right.
But now, this terrorist group, Al-Shabaab, they're out of Somalia.
Mm-hmm. And it gets better, though. They also announced a ban on the logging of rare trees.
Oh.
So...
let me get this straight. This terrorist group will shoot an RPG at you and blow you up and kill you,
mm-hmm.
but they won't put your pieces in a plastic bag.
Ooh, that's kind of gross. You know, I was thinking of a defense mechanism if you happen to run into Al-Shabaab. Just stand next to the rare tree that they will no longer log, and maybe they won't blow it up.
I suppose you could. They're environmentalists. I mean, that's I don't know. That terrorist environmentalists don't, for whatever reason, maybe it shouldn't be that weird, but they don't seem to go together for me. You think of a terrorist, you think of, like, you know, people are out there trying to kill people, not people that are out there trying to save trees.
They're responsible for deadly terror attack at the Westgate shopping mall, killed 67 people in 2013. Two bombings by the terror group in Mogadishu killed more than 500 people last October. Yet, they're going to save rare trees and ban single-use plastic bags. I got nothing more to say.
Do they have Whole Foods in Somalia?
You know what? With what Whole Foods is doing on backing off on GMOs, I want to send them to Mogadishu and deal with Al-Shabaab and they're wanting to ban plastic and save trees.
I don't have a problem with them wanting to be good to the environment, but it just seems kind of weird that they're out there killing people but not wanting to use plastic bags.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, and the banning of plastic straws, I think that's a pretty much a good thing. I think the people are doing it. I don't think the government needs to do it. It's a consciousness shift that's happening.
And, disabled people are not happy about that.
No, but I think the thing is, if we get straws made from hemp, dude, solved. Problem solved. Hemp straws.
Can you make a straw out of hemp?
Heck yeah, you can.
Huh.
You can do that. So, again, let's stop with the petrochemicals everywhere you go. Xenoestrogens, all the nasties. You know, and these things, if hemp floats in the ocean and goes to the place where it's all circulating, all the plastic, it's going to break down because it's a plant fiber ultimately. But these plastic straws are not. All right, there we go. We solved terrorism and environmental activism all in one last final segment. Thank you to Jonathan Emord. I'm glad he got to enjoy time by the pool. Let's see if I can give him a call, see if he's still there after the show tonight. Tomorrow, I don't know what surprises we have in store, Super Don, but you'll have to let me know. We'll figure it out. Head into the weekend. And a wonderful note. Thank you all on YouTube, everywhere around the world listening, on GCN, of course, on UK Health Radio. Sorry about the Brexit thing. I hope it works out better for you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.